So you get back, you're staying with your friend, you start intentionally connecting with people in community. And I'd love for you to describe that process, because I think a lot of us, when we get to a crossroads and maybe we need a job, we just start looking for a job. But you really drilled down to a granular level in terms of what you were going to do on a daily basis that you knew would lead to results. If you would, so tell our listeners, this is pretty amazing what you decided to do.
Yes. So the answer to every problem question that you've ever had in life is math. I grew up asking, what on earth am I going to do with this? Why do I need to know math? Well, I learned math is the answer to every question that you've ever had. And here's why. When I moved here, I had nothing. I was homeless. I had $1,500. Only one of my three children lived with me at the time. I had to borrow money to go get the other two from my parents and bring them back about a month after I arrived, and did not get the initial job that I thought I was going to get. So once I realized the original job that I thought I was going to get was no longer an option, I had to come up with a new plan, pivot. The plan was simple. Have many curiosity conversations to identify what opportunities exist and figure out how to solve for these problems around, I have no home, I have no car, my kids need to go to school, I need a job, all the things. So math, I set metrics for myself. This is how we all, you know, we wander around wondering, why is this not working? Well, it's simple. If we conducted our lives, you, me, the CEO of You Incorporated, and we use the same techniques and tactics that we do in business, what gets measured matters. So I've identified what are my priorities. I prioritized. I have to find a job, a place to live, get my kids in school, and get a car. That was my focus. Well, how am I going to do that? I'm going to create metrics. So curiosity conversations. I will have three conversations with strangers every day. That was not hard because I only knew one person. Everyone was a stranger. I had so many opportunities, and I had set this metric for three people. So if I got to 5 o'clock in the afternoon and I'd only talked to one person that day, I'm at the grocery store talking to strangers. I'm at restaurants. I'm on sidewalks. And we're in Seattle. The Seattle freeze is real. And here I am just walking up to strangers, talking to them.
Who's this crazy woman?
I know. I'm at bars and they're like, she's hitting on me. No, I'm not. I have no interest in you. I just need to figure it. Like, so I'd have curiosity conversations, and the goal was simple. Have three curiosity conversations a day. Talk to three strangers a day. My math formula for success at that point in time was, I will talk to three strangers a day. I will make sure that I commit to identifying what's important to them and remember their name, and then make sure that I get these priorities, these three priorities around a job, a place to live, and schools for my kids woven into the conversation somehow. So that was the framework. And then I'm going to go to one to two in-person events a week. That was my math formula. So measuring success was very simple. Did I talk to three people that day? Yes. Great. No. Well, tomorrow I need to talk to four. And how am I going to do that? That's the measuring success piece. That's math. Plain and simple. The art of curiosity multiplied by math equals success. So I'd have curiosity conversations with strangers.
And just to be clear, these curiosity by definition conversations, you're focusing on them, right?
Yes.
And so that's the beauty of the formula, right? Because when I find this all the time, when people take a genuine interest in you, you can tell, you can feel it, and it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it feels good for both people because I'm meeting new people with the possibility of friendship and a relationship. And my bonus daughter is in the middle of my three girls, and almost all of my kids have worked for my friends who own a restaurant business here in the local area. And they say, every place I go, people are like, hey, I loved your prom dress, or your mom is so great. Tell your mom hi. It's because of those curiosity conversations that I was able to build the life of my dreams. But at some point in time, I had to get curious and create relationships. I always go into conversations at work, personally, to understand who is this person, what is important to them, and what is the best way to be in service to them? How can we work together to create magic? And when you do that, magic is exactly what you get. So I'd have those conversations. I remember this one particular gentleman, which if I got paid for the business deals that he created as a result of our relationship, I wouldn't need to work anymore. But I remember the first time I met him, we were sitting in a restaurant at a bar and he was waiting for a friend and I'm just chatting with him. He had no idea that 2 years later, I'd introduce him to one of the most important missing pieces of his business. And they would both get incredibly rich off of that introduction.
Wow.
But he thought, oh God, this lady's hitting on me. No, I'm not. I just want to know who you are, what's important to you, where do you come from?
And that curiosity just leads to great outcomes, to great outcomes. We have about 15 minutes left. I feel like, Deli, we could go for three hours, and yes. I would love every minute of it. So at this point, Deli, your resume is kind of all over the place. You've been all over the world. You've done a million different jobs. How did you make sense of that resume? And what was the turning point? Because you worked both at Microsoft a couple of times and also Amazon as well. When did you feel like, wow, it's starting to happen?
About 8 years in. So I'll tell you, Mark, the thing was, is that I had this background and career that basically looked like a two-year-old had scribbled on a piece of paper. And the way that we think about careers is that they're very upward and moving to the right continuously. That's how we think about our careers, that our career is supposed to continually go up and to the right, where we continue to achieve more and more success. That's what we've been raised to believe. When in reality, most people, a lot of people, now my husband, that was exactly what his career looked like, up and to the right, to the C-suite. I, on the other hand, have this very messy, what looks like a toddler scribbled on a piece of paper. And the first thing that I had to do when I thought about what are the pivots necessary, because this pivot framework aligns to how did I turn it around? And this is the power of the coaching work that I do, because I bring such a diverse set of perspectives to every conversation that I have. I will blow your mind. And that's not me bragging. That is simply a fact, is you have this one set of experiences. Well, because I have this, what looks like a toddler scribbled on a piece of paper set of experiences, I bring all of that goodness with me. But in order for me to bring that goodness to what looked like a career path that turned into becoming a senior leader, leading diversity and inclusion, I had to be able to, one, own it. And a lot of people come with shame and I didn't do it the right way. So I had to, one, own it, understand who am I and what's the power that I bring when I sit down at a table. Two, I had to be able to look at that mess and pull out what are the common experiences throughout all of these careers. Well, it was 3+ decades of learning, leadership, and development. That was the common thread that went through all of them, whether it was being part of a military community with a focus on leadership and development, being a hostage negotiator, and working at 3 different law enforcement agencies in emergency communication. I studied for 15 minutes a day for almost a decade, human trauma responses and how to de-escalate situations. Never in my life did I realize how incredibly valuable that skill set would be, because whether I'm sitting in a large scale, heavy stakes meeting with C-suite executives or putting a project together, I'm able to listen and hear what's being said in the room, connect with the humans, de-escalate if that's necessary, and then take the individual needs and then maximize what those needs are into an outcome that delivers results. That's what I do in every situation. That's what I had to be able to pull out of a disparate set of job functions, none of them with the same title, descriptions, anything else. It was, how do I pull, what are the common threads that come through all of this? What's the power that comes forward that I pull forward? And that's in the career world what you call, what are the transferable skills? And it's really hard to read the label when you're inside the bottle. So this is where having someone that is not you, you're the secret recipe to your own secret sauce. Someone else is going to have to stand outside of you and kind of look at, what are the things that make you you? What are your superpowers? That's when you're able to identify, what are the transferable skills that I take forward? What do I bring to any career? So it was me having to take a step back and look at, it really wasn't a kindergarten page with scribbles. It was a beautiful tapestry of life experience.